Welcome to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. The first hour of the show is brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Now, here's your host, Johnny Radio himself, John Harden.
But it is back. But it is. No, I don't. But it is back. But it is. Back. I gotta go. I don't wanna change, but you're still there, laying down, paying the loan. Break it down, back it up.
Yo. Welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It is a beautiful, beautiful hump day, if you know what I'm saying. And I got a question for Jay Ham off the jump. I know you're busy. How did my phone get in here?
I brought it in.
Oh, did Chaz actually, already get it?
Actually, Jared brought it to you.
Jared, you are the man.
Chaz passed it to me right after you came in the door.
Oh, my goodness. I passed it to Jared.
Miss Margaret said, what would you do without me and Chaz?
I don't know. Chaz was saying that to Rhonda last night because she works up here as well. And she was just like, you don't understand how lucky Johnny is. He gets a lot of ish done. But without, like, people kind of...
You have a great support team.
Thank you. I was trying. I have a support system. I got Darian. I got Jay. I got Soup. I now got my man Jared. I got... Of course, the most wonderful wife in the world in Chastity Harden. Go to ChastityHarden.com. If you want to sell, buy a little real estate, especially ChastityHarden.com. She's the broker in Moss Real Estate. She's been in this game longer than I've been in a radio gig. That means a long, long time. I don't want to age her. She's still fine. You know what I'm saying? But speaking of fine, y'all know what I saw last night? You're going to be laughing at me for 2 seconds. Not laughing at me, but probably laughing at me. Not believing me. Even with all the NBA, do you know how good of a husband and friend and just a good person I am? And I wanted to get a little cultured. Do you know what I went and did last night?
Talk to us.
I went and saw the River Dance. Do you know what that is?
Like the actual Chicago style river dance?
Yeah. Do you know what? How did? Or I don't think it's Chicago. I think it's like some Europe, like Irish stuff or German stuff.
I associate the river dance with Chicago.
Maybe because, Chicago because you call it there.
Because Chad Johnson did the river dance in Chicago.
Oh my God. That's right. I forgot all about Chad Johnson doing that.
Man, got that. His own. Broke out, hit the people with the river dance.
Man, I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. Them girls, dude, are in some shape. Watching them legs kicking, them butts shaking. Whoa.
They really are. What you think they squat?
Oh, my. All them women could beat me, and I would have begged for it. It was amazing. And I love you, Chaz. You know, you were there. I couldn't figure out who was my favorite.
May say you were there.
Yeah. She knows I kept hitting. Like, sometimes I forget she's my wife, and I think she's, like, my buddy, like, my homie. You know how, like, you'll elbow your home? Like, dude, did you see that? I forget, and I nudge her. And then I look. Then she looks at me kind of crazy. And I'm like, "Damn it! I forgot she's it's my wife. It's not my homie." But then I go, "But did you see it?" She's like, "Yes." And I knew immediately where your dirty mind was. Well, my dirty mind was doing that. But when I finally got home and got caught up on everything and watched the craziness from the NBA, I couldn't go to sleep till 4 o'clock in the morning, Jay.
Did you rewatch any action, or you just
yes?
Pondering?
Well, I did rewatch action. Also, you know, I got home in time to, gamble late. Of course, Rockets Lakers, and after the scoring in the first half, if you went under in the second half, you had a good night because they weren't scoring. But the thing that just still messes my head up, bro, what the Lakers doing? This is supposed to make me happy with, like, I wanted. LeBron swept up out this joint after all the ish he'd been talking about Memphis.
The people that are around him are playing lights out.
I mean, there's not even the little bitty guy with the headband.
Marcus Smart has
I'm just
been
kidding.
Playing.
Austin Reeves.
Marcus Smart has been
can't
playing.
Can't stand Austin. I know Marcus Smart. Says, yeah.
Luke Kennard is shooting.
I love
the
watching
cover
our
off
former
ball.
Grizzlies kick ass and be the catalyst to a winning team. Right. I told you T.I. couldn't coach it at all.
DeMichael Cole hit us earlier today, and he said that I think he was saying that Marcus Smart, his time in Memphis, he played more this year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Alone than he had the two seasons in Memphis combined.
What do we always say that's wrong with Memphis? We have the worst training staff. I don't know what they do. I mean, Zach Edey.
Because they come from the take care clinic at Walgreens or something, man.
Dude, I mean, Brandon Clark been injured his whole career.
Brandon Clark been injured since.
Brandon Clark Steven needs Adams a driver like John Harden. Brandon Clark, you an NBA player and you ain't got a driver, bro.
Steven Adams was here last time Brandon Clark was healthy.
Tiger Woods ain't got a driver either, and he's a billionaire.
This is true.
I got a driver. You know why Tiger Woods don't got no driver?
He don't want one.
Because he be doing bad-ish and don't want nobody to know about it.
Don't want nobody to know about it.
I ain't doing anything bad. I'm just out here loving life and doing positivity. Remember, get out and make that world a better place, man. But I was a little bit – I was happy. I mean, there was – there was brick after brick after brick the whole third quarter. Like, it was brick city. You know what I mean? Having an under, you're loving it.
Lakers playing good defense right now.
I'm loving it. Is that a McDonald's commercial?
That is.
Man, look at me. I actually ate my first McDonald's hamburger in probably 15 years yesterday.
You threw it up too then?
No, man, I kept it down because I was starving. That was the only place you can eat at like 10 o'clock in Senatobia or something. Whatever. I mean, Senatobia, I don't know. There ain't much down there.
Well, you know, we also discovered last night, right? That without Victor Wembanyama, the Spurs are just a regular
young
playoff team.
I haven't got to
team.
The biggest story because I can't even talk about it right now yet. But because I got to get off the first thing I have to get out my chest today mentally and physically is LeBron is 2-0 in this series. Damn it. All the LeBron lovers out there are out in full force and all the Memphis haters, y'all need to shut up. And then to also hear that Nashville is going to get, you know, the 2030 Super Bowl, more than likely, with their new stadium that's going to be open in 2027.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you spend that big money, you know, on a badass indoor stadium, guess what? You're going to get rewarded by the National Football League. Amy Adams Schrunk is getting rewarded for spending the billions and also a lot of money from the city. But anyway.
I mean, they'll also get a Final Four, and eventually they'll get a WrestleMania, too.
Damn, you didn't think all that good stuff?
They normally have the cycle going.
You better hurry it up because I want Dolly Parton to see it. You know what I'm saying? I need her to come off the top ropes, man. Give somebody the double bubble bust. The double bubble. Come on, Dolly. I think she would be an awesome wrestler. Don't you?
Oh, absolutely. She can cut the promo, too.
Man, I bet Jane Fonda, if you watch her aerobic classes, like, you're too young to even know I'm talking about it. Do you know who Jane Fonda is?
I don't.
You know the name. You're just hilarious.
I know the reference.
See, when I was a kid, we didn't have the internet. You couldn't just go to Pornhub or whatever your kids go to, or OnlyFans or wherever. Like, I think X you can even do it now or something. Yeah. But we had the Dillard's catalog with the bra section, and we had Jane Fonda workout videos, bro. The Thighmaster was like kids everywhere across the country, every time the Thighmaster came on with Suzanne Summers, they all just stopped.
And don't forget about the
other. And it was the only time you and your homies didn't hang out because some reason it seemed like everybody disappeared right after that Thighmaster commercial.
And don't forget about the other Suzanne Summers product. I think this was Suzanne Summers, Buns of Steel. Remember the Buns of Steel
videos?
Dude,
Buns of Steel. Hell yes. Damn it, I got to look at that up. How did I get over here? I was talking about basketball, and now
know.
We're all talking
we
about
to
buns.
Suzanne Summers and Buns of Steel. I don't even know.
Nashville.
Oh, yeah, Nashville. See, I started talking about Dolly Parton.
See, Jared ups his value every day.
Thank you, every single day. But, man, like for real, though, this whole Lakers thing and them winning these two games and DeAndre Ayton.
They did what they were supposed to.
Looking like a man, listen, KD played last night.
It ain't, if he ain't got enough around him, he ain't got enough around him. And really, they didn't. They had a hole that they didn't address all year. Fred VanVleet went down. They didn't have a playmaker. They're now getting exposed of not having a playmaker.
You don't like Amen Thompson?
He's not for that.
That's what I've always said. That's not his.
It's not his role.
Bag of tea.
It's not his bag.
At least but LeBron right can play that bag.
Well, I mean, he always could.
I know, I do. I'm always going to give him credit. I mean, you can put him anywhere and play anything.
Some but of the he stuff also, that he's still going through the lane.
He's still
going to
be the. He's still going to be the all-time flop leader in the history of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still going to be the biggest whiny bleep, and he's also still going to be the dude who forgot he was a kid from Akron and ended up hating up on Memphis.
Yeah.
Come to hey, drive to Memphis, LeBron. Your car is gone, son. Promise you that. Promise you that.
We're not responsible here on the happy hour.
We are not responsible for the content set on these airwaves. These are the opinions of Johnny Radios and Johnny Radios alone. Sorry, Doc. But I'm thinking of Buns of Steel. Keep thinking of Buns of Steel. Why do I keep thinking of Buns of Steel?
It has something to do with Nashville. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. It was like, was it?
LeBron, Nashville, Buns of Steel. What was the other one?
This is important. 901-360-8255. That's 901-360-8255. What girl was in the Buns of Steel workout video when we were young? I can't remember. Let me know at the Sissy's Law Cabin text and listener line, 901-360-8255. Now, back to a little bit of basketball. Lakers right now are in control of the series. The Rockets are lost. It's a 2-0 series. And holy cow. The other thing is, I told you about how the NBA shouldn't expand. You know what I'm saying? I said that. I'm like, I just think that the league, it's the most talented group of individual athletes in the world that come together as a team because, again, there's only 15 dudes on a team. You know what I'm saying?
Jump off there real quick. The Buns of Steel lady name was Tammy Lee Webb.
Tammy! I knew it wasn't, yeah, I knew Tammy. Yep, I knew my girl Tammy with her crinkled hair or whatever they used to do it.
Yes, yes, that's her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back to what you were saying as far as expansion. You have the best
Thank
collection
you, Texters.
In group. That was actually me. That went to Texas.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, but that was, you were saying about we have the best collection of athletes in this one league across, and the expansion makes no sense to you because?
Because, again, of the number of teams that tanked, the number of teams that, you know, eight teams had over 55 losses. I don't want to expand a league that I feel like I want everything to get a little bit tighter, more like the National Football League. I do feel like general managers and the lottery situation and its setup, everything is different. But my point is, I don't want expansion, and I also – I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I've been saying it for a long time, and it's a guess why I don't feel LeBron is the GOAT because Mike is. Because when you watch a team like the Boston Celtics, and I can't believe I'm going back to – like Rick, it's Rick Pitino's fault, but congratulations, Rick, because you're a genius. Three is twice as much as two. You know what I mean? It's half – you get a whole another 50% more. Three. So if you're hitting threes and you make 40% of your threes, that's a crap ton of more than 50% of your twos. That's the way the Boston Celtics play. They shoot like 50 damn threes. When they shoot over 38%, they're like 35 and like 5 or something. When they shoot under, they're very mid. And last night, they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, the Celtics. And the 76ers, I mean, last night was a damn brick fest watching Boston. And again, that type, so when you watch it, like, again, I can shoot a three-pointer, but I can't dunk unless we play in shorty ball and I'll school your ass with my women's basketball and me palming that giant, dunking on an 8-foot goal. These are the best athletes in the world, and instead of going to the rack, instead of anybody getting any contact, I'm just watching a team with all the talent of Boston just continuously jack up three after three after three after three after three and just look ugly. They hit 13 of freaking, what was it, 50? 13 of 50.
Okay.
That's just kind of what I'm saying is Rick screwed it up. He taught all the people math.
First things first, Rick. Rick only set the template for something that
back in Providence,
and that's 30 years ago.
Oh, I know. I just wanted to bring up my Guido.
But it's a make or miss league, John, and that's always going to be that way.
Well, we had more physicality.
Well, here's the
thing.
Here's the thing.
The NBA game, listen, the rules have changed. What I'm saying.
The rules are always going to evolve, and they're going to cater to the
rules have
and
evolved
the
for rewarding three-point
because
shooting
we're
masters.
We're not talking about the most pure basketball league. This is entertainment.
You know what? See, that's exactly, I guess, what I'm trying to say. Oh my God, that is exactly what I was trying to say.
And I'm saying that, John, because when I leave here every day, you know what I do when I go home? I watch the Euro League on Peacock. And that's pure, like,
basketball.
I was going to
say, I love the international, the way that they call everything. Like, their rules make sense to me.
And it's not just the rules, but it's also the style, the rules, of course, but it's the style of play that caters to those rules as well. Your point about Boston is well taken and well understood, and this is why Brian Scalabrine said, that was Scal. That he felt that they cheated the game last year in how they played. But they played the same way that they won 64 games and had one of the best postseason runs ever the year before. Last night was another microcosm of that. They made those same shots on Sunday.
Correct. That's the thing is, you're going to get the ugliest clunker
like
from Boston when they're missing. And then when they're on, they're going to blow your ass out.
Here's the frustrating part. I think that's just universal. It's not like they're missing uncontested shots. They're taking wide open shots.
Wide open.
So it's not like it's
and
a
again,
bad shot.
And again, these are good
3-point
shooters. We're talking about Derek White going 2-for-10.
It came down to make or miss.
Jaylen Brown was 5-for-12.
Now, on the opposite side of that.
2-for-8 Tatum.
The opposite side of that. On Sunday, Philly made 4 threes total all day. Last night, 19. VJ Edgecombe with 6 of them? Man turned into Andrew Toney with a 3-ball.
Damn, he was 6-for-10.
30-10 for a rookie guard on the road in Boston in a playoff. That's beautiful. That's the other side of where we can be critical.
I mean, hell,
and
Quentin
also,
Grimes last night was 2-for-3 from the 3-point line and played
also,
21 minutes, getting grimy up on that.
Check this too, John. When your shots are falling, your defense on the other end is going to be a lot better, especially if you're the Boston Celtics. Last night, they were even late on getting the rotations and assignments. They were getting beat off the dribble. Stuff that normally don't occur with them happened a lot last night. Just the case of it. It was playoff basketball at its finest. Your point's valid, though. But
you also
the
style, I guess, it's entertainment. You're right. And a lot of people out there can – kids can say, I want to be Steph Curry and grow up and shoot 3 after 3 after 3 after 3 after 3. Damn it, if I'm Jason Tatum and Derek White and Jaylen Brown, I'm their coach and I know that's their style. I'm like, get your ass to the rack. Get to the free throw line.
Here's the thing. We went through a bunch of 90s, 80s, and 90s. Everybody wanted to be like 23 and dunk.
Oh, I know. I love that.
And now it became
everybody wants to be like Mike.
But now we're knocking people that play the game of basketball, not you, but just the general narrative, for shooting the ball too much.
Oh, no. This is usually something you, like in Memphis, this is the funniest thing in the world because we can't ever get a damn shooter.
And when they do come, they don't shoot, Luke.
Yeah, we're looking for, and again, have you ever noticed, all the Grizzlies are so much better when they leave us? Why? Powell leaves us and he goes and becomes a damn two-time world champion with Kobe and Haller. Then, I'm watching Luke Kennard turn into the damn second best player on the Lakers.
He's averaging 25 in the first two games.
Freak is going on. And yes, I said freak. Ha! But then again, also seeing Paul George. Damn, I just say, man, that sucks that you got, like, the whole way that the whole situation with Kawhi and the Clippers worked out. The fact that you will always be known as the dude who made Oklahoma City the greatest damn team. that you've seen in a long time.
He still sleep well at night.
Oh, he made plenty of money. I don't even know how they come. Why did the 76ers give him a 4-year deal, bro? Instead of a 3. Like, I mean, I'm just saying.
I feel you, but
this is 35-year-old Paul George, bro. That means that his contract, he's going to end up, he's going to be just under 40, bro.
I say this.
And remember the gruesomeness?
His experience that he brings, though, is
who is so stupid to design a basketball hoop to be that close when you got dudes flying through the air, dunking like maniacs? I think that person should be sued for negligence and just being a damn moron.
You just don't heal activity today. I like it.
Well, I guess I wanted, I was grateful that I actually went to the River Dance and checked out all them hot chicks, man. And the violin girl was smoking too, bro. I'm in that joint. Like tapping at Chaz. She knew I liked the violin because I kept saying, man, is that the same girl, man? Damn, man, she went from wearing that little skirt thing. Now she got that dress on. Like, damn, girl be playing that violin. Kind of like, you know, I thought the Spurs were going to do the same series, and Wimby was going to cruise, and he's the unanimous defensive player of the year, and everybody's singing Wimby's praises and his loves and his hugs.
They got hit
kisses.
In the mouth in the first 3 minutes.
Booyah! I know one thing that can knock out Wimby, a concussion.
Man, that man, Sheehan hit the floor so hard. It made me woozy, for real. It's like, ooh, he ain't coming back tonight. I knew it.
No. And I would tell you how average they look without him.
I mean, they're still a good team.
They are a good team. I like this Portland team. They only went 42-40, and they were a 500 basketball club, a lot of time on the West Coast. But, like, you know, I love Castle.
Yeah.
I love, like, some of the people that the Spurs have, but the Trailblazers have. But, like, I love Drew Holiday.
Winner.
He's a champion, just the way that he plays. Even though he had a bad game in that play-in game, and they interviewed him afterwards, like, he gave everybody the props and said he even screwed this up, blah, 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 blah. But Denny has, like, hit the scene. And for Denny to have an off night and for Portland still to win makes me think to myself, damn, Spurs are Wimby, I mean, he's 7'6". Shot blocking freak that can do anything. I mean, he looks like a Velociraptor.
I mean, he's the ultimate game changer.
He is the ultimate cheat code.
Brent Norsworthy gets a kick out of this when I say it, so I'm going to say it again. He is what we wish Ralph Sampson would have turned out to be.
Yep.
That's just the way I look at it. 7'4" frame. Ralph had the skill set like that. Athleticism. Ralph could shoot the basketball the same way. It's just Wimby. It's like Wimby is Ralph 2000. The 2000 version of Ralph Sampson. And he's healthy. Well, except when he's knocking his chin on the floor. Or he ain't, you know, got some other ailment going on. But the fact that I look at both of those teams, and it's like with him on the floor, they're almost even. Although the Spurs have a better collection, better crew, but it's some invaluable experience over on that Portland bench. Jeremy Grant's been through a lot of these wars.
Yeah, he made some big threes from that corner. Yeah. He's a corner stroker now. Yeah. Just don't get him away from that corner shooting a three.
And Drew Holiday, as you mentioned, just the ultimate winner. And then they still got Dame sitting right there on the end of the bench, too. You know what I'm saying? Being a great influence. And those dudes handled themselves very well. Then you had a career high from a young player in Scoot last night who shot the cover off the rock. Shout out to Scoot. He gave me my 30-point play on the parlay. That's one part of the parlay I did hit was with Scoot because he was cooking.
Yeah, Scoot Henderson was on fire, 5-for-9 from downtown. Had 31 points.
They owner's a real hater, man.
Who?
Portland owner, the new owner.
Who's their new owner?
I forgot his name. But
honestly have no idea.
He paid $4 billion for the franchise, John. He don't even let the two-way players travel with the playoffs. He's making them check out before 12:30 so they can avoid late checkout fees.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Are you
on Friday night, you can look all this up.
Are you being dead serious?
I'm dead serious. You can look all this up. On Friday night when they host San Antonio in Game 3, you know, everybody has towels or playoff T-shirts. He cut the playoff T-shirts from the budget. They're no longer going to have playoff T-shirts for their fans.
Tom Dundon?
Yeah.
Billionaire. How did he get rich?
Real estate and other investments.
Oh, dude, he was part of the, like, man.
And he's a pickleball.com guy, too.
Is he really?
Yeah. Wait. I did a little homework when I was
working with Greg. Whoa, whoa, did you say pickleball.com?
Yes.
Like, does that mean he, like, invented the game or something?
Well, I don't know if he invented the game, but he had something to do with the website going up.
Because, you know, I got something dope as all get out. In fact, I can't believe I'm going to... This is a question for your wife, girlfriend, single lady, but not for any men out there. Hey, you want to bang? I'm just kidding. No, for real, Bangers Pickleball, since you brought up pickleball. Have you heard about this place down in South Haven?
I heard about it through you, and I actually heard the commercial before. I heard about it through you.
I am going to be doing a remote. I want everybody and their grandmother to come check it out. Y'all know I got a pickleball court in my backyard.
He really does, y'all.
I got two pickleball nets, don't I?
He really does, y'all.
I got, like, man, I got a shorty ball. I got a separate garage for the man cave with my full of beer and Tito's.
You have a mini sportsplex.
Yes, I love it. Yes, I'm a hyperactive human being. Y'all know that. Like, I can't sit around the house and watch Sally Jesse Raphael.
I mean, I literally may pull up in your driveway, and I may see Matt Hill out there getting to work, a full-scale workout. Yep.
Hey, I got the ropes back there. We got kettle. We got everything, man. It's full on. I love pickleball. I found it last year. It is an easy game. So y'all know how hard tennis is, and I'm going to tell you something. Like, if you don't start when you're, like, a young person, serving in tennis is the most frustrating part of any sport I've ever played in my life. Like, all you have to hit it over the net, but then you have to hit it in that little bitty little part of it. You know what I'm saying? And that is like half of it. Like, it takes so much time and it's so annoying. Like, foul, this, miss it. Like, it's not a fast-paced game at all. Like, if you know tennis, tennis had a baby. It's kind of like with racquetball, and they use a wiffle ball with a paddle, and it's a very quick game. It is fun game. It's for all ages, from kids to old folks. In fact, one of the reasons I got real good, Matt Hale's the reason I played for the very first time. You remember that? And I got so mad because those old folks beat the tar out of me, ran me to death, man. They knew what they were doing. They were doing all the going up close to the net and doing all this little dink stuff here and there, man. But if you know about pickleball or you don't know anything about it, you can take a free 101 pickleball class at Bangers Pickleball. It's in South Haven at 6787 Snowden Lane, South Haven, Mississippi. Let's bang! Because guess what? They got 10 courts, one restaurant, three bars! They got their priorities right. Bangers also has events for those who are non-pickleballers. They have mahjong, trivia, whiskey, and wine tasting. Yeah, Bangers Pickleball has it all. All the rage, all the fun, all for you. So dink responsibly at Bangers Pickleball, 6787 Snowden Lane, South Haven, Mississippi. Let's bang. I can't wait to bang with all y'all on remote. I'm so excited. Except for all you dudes. Don't even worry about it, bruh. I'm not talking to y'all. I'm not talking to you, Dacus. But I will tell you, I do need to go to a break because I'm late. And we got Dustin Starr on the other side, don't we?
We do.
Do you know he did something real nice for my mom and the kids in Madonna?
He's just because he's a nice
damn,
guy.
Damn, he's so nice. Yeah. Dustin Starr, man of Memphis, on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11, here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
They can't keep Johnny down. We haven't yet built the
welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It is a beautiful hump day, and you know on hump days we get to talk to all the fine people, and I hate to say it, man, But Maria is fine. I didn't want to say it over these airways because Dustin's a big dude. I don't want him to win. I mean, Dustin's a good-looking dude, too. No, just kidding. I know Dakey's got a kick out of that one. My buddy Jay over at Top Gun, the only place I like to shoot is Top Gun Memphis. He sent me a text. Your wife's going to cut you off. And I said back to him, well, we know she ain't going to shoot it off. My girl can't shoot to save her life. My girl went out there one time with me, almost killed me. But also when she did finally shoot, she shot three lanes over people's target. Yeah, dude. So at least that I got that going for me. I don't have to worry about getting shot by her anyway. But I was talking about Dustin Starr and how he's just a nice guy and he does everything. And we all know him from Channel 5 and bringing Memphis Wrestling back to the city. Basically completely revitalizing Memphis Wrestling, bringing it back. Not only doing that, giving people in this area opportunities for jobs, helping people careers, getting a dude to the WWE, isn't it? Not WWF anymore, WWE, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Don't leave me hanging and feeling stupid for a minute.
Hey, man, I'm over here doing the show's work.
Oh, that's right. Do your job. But, man, Dustin, also Redbirds, Memphis Tiger football games, Grizzlies games. You see him at the Hustle. You see him all over town. But he went out to Madonna Learning Center. It's out at basically right there at the edge of Poplar. Like right when you turn into Germantown, I think like, what is it, Dan West is across the street and stuff. But he went out there and I guess he emceed a fashion show. Dustin, the nicest dude in the whole city who does Grizzlies, does Tigers, went out and did a fashion show at Madonna last week.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. They had the stage, the runway, the music. And so I just tried to do it almost like NBA basketball, believe it or not. So just try to keep the energy up.
Dude, you made those kids. My mom said you made those kids night. They absolutely
And I have met your mom before. I just did not know that that was your mom. How about that?
I figured that since, yeah. Like, you know.
Like, well, we've been up there a lot over the, gosh, since even before the pandemic. Me and Grizz did some stuff there. We did a private wrestling event there that was great.
Gosh.
And we do have a fundraiser that we're going to be announcing here pretty soon.
Dude, that's so pimp, because one thing I can tell you is, mm-hmm. Like, my mom loves you, and those kids love you. Like,
awesome. They did so good. They got the crowd fired up. They did the twirl. They were doing everything that, you know, like when you're a kid and you're thinking, man, if I ever got on stage, that's what I would do. They got to do all that kind of stuff. And I was reading their bios, and it was just a lot of fun.
Man, well, I appreciate you doing that. My mom said thank you, and all the kids in Madonna Learning Center I know really appreciate it. And if you don't know anything about Madonna and you've never heard anything about it, they also do a lot of great work where they try to make enough money to help the kids go there, you know, and not pay for it. They, like, sell toffee and all kinds of stuff all over the city.
Oh, man.
It's fire,
isn't it? It's delicious, too. It is. And be on lookout, because when we announce this fundraiser, it'll be in July, but it'll be at the Wrestle Center.
Oh, wait, you're doing it at the Wrestle Center?
Yes,
dude,
yes.
So,
the idea was to maybe do it at Madonna, but to give the true Memphis wrestling feel with the music and the lights and all that kind of stuff, we're
going to
do the first one at the Wrestle Center. But I know it will sell out. It'll sell out fast. So, man, once we announce it, jump on it. It's going to be a ton of fun.
We'll be paying attention to that now. Everybody in the world, I mean, I like everybody, because ESPN, shockingly, really did, I think, a good job. I'm not a wrestling person, so I don't know, but I learned more about wrestling. I thought it was fascinating to see how WWE kind of took over ESPN for the weekend in Vegas, and you had Joe Fortenoy always talking. It was definitely different. It was a different feel. How do you think they did? Did they do good? Did they do bad? Did they do wrestling right?
Well, the wrestling fans would say, oh, well, this didn't happen or that didn't happen. But, you know, when you're on ESPN platform like that for the first time, you know, big like that, you've got to have it full of celebrities. You have to have it full of people that even the casual fan who may not watch wrestling, they know who Brock Lesnar is. They know who Pat McAfee is. You know, Tom Brady was mentioned. You know, they have Rob Gronkowski sitting ringside and all that kind of stuff. So I think they did a really good job. Wrestling nerds would say, oh, well, there was a lot of commercials or there was a lot of this. it's kind of turning into like the UFC, how it used to be, you know, where there's more advertisements and there's more time in between matches and video packages and stuff like that. So like the animal is changing as these deals get bigger and bigger, but I thought they did good. Did you get annoyed at all, not being a diehard wrestling fan? Do you get wrestling on ESPN?
Man, because of, I like learning things. You know what I mean? I'm not going to ever pretend to be like some genius or nothing, but I'm saying, I do a radio show. I do 2 hours here, and then I go do 2 hours with Superman.
You got to know your stuff.
I got to know a little something and keep it, you know. So I always like learning a little something new. Talk to you on Wednesdays. I was so excited to talk to you after you did the Madonna thing because I thought that was just super cool. But
I had to text you that picture.
That was really nice. That was so sweet.
Oh, hey, I said, hey, she was doing some work before that. I got there early and I was like, hey, I've got to send a picture. And she's like, oh, Lord, not now. Let me get ready. And I was like, okay.
That's my mom.
Yeah, she got all dolled up. She looked great anyway. Don't get
She's so sweet. Yeah, she did. She did look great. That was a great picture of y'all. But, I was going to say, like, so I always like learning something new. Like, I did not know Charlotte Flair was Ric Flair's daughter.
Really?
No, I had no clue. I got to see the whole Pat McAfee, you know, thing. And what's Big Homie who power slammed Brock Lesnar, and he's now basically done from the ring. I never knew how much damn money Brock Lesnar made. Like, I almost fell over stupid.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that wrestling. I know WWE is more than wrestling, but,
well,
like,
hell,
it's
he made probably even more money possibly in Japan when he was wrestling at some of those pay-per-view events and stuff. Like, this dude made a lot of money. Like, I mean, he made $20 million in the WWE. But I was also shocked to see how much money he made when he would go over to Japan.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's incredible. But Brock, so the whole thing with Brock, that being on ESPN, is you got the whole story that's going everywhere. Did Brock Lesnar left his boots at WrestleMania? Is he retired? I don't think he's retired yet. I think he's going to retire at SummerSlam because it's in his hometown of Minnesota. And so I think that was a good prelude to, like, no, that was my last WrestleMania match. This will be my last match at SummerSlam. And so they'll just get the payoff on it twice. You know, the coverage of a Brock Lesnar retiring is huge for WWE. And again, it just legitimizes what they're doing at being on ESPN, you know, the legitimate sports station.
I will say the very beginning of the week, there was like my girl Hannah Storm. I could tell when she was like cutting through, you could tell Hannah had no idea who the hell she was talking to.
Oh, that's a lot of uncomfortable nature in the whole thing.
But like, you know, the dude, the guy, you know, the good, no. I was just saying, I thought it was fun for me.
Well, they handled it well.
To see, like the ones who, like that Joe Fortnoy guy, that was his back. Like he was made for that. Him, the Vegas gambler dude on ESPN Bet. Like you could tell he was his whole life a wrestling fan. He knew everything.
Like, keep in mind, if any of us got a job with a team that we knew nothing about or a television show that we knew nothing about, wouldn't we go back and watch, like, the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 episodes or Google or on YouTube, get the highlights or something so you at least know a little bit?
Right. Yeah, brief yourself just a little bit. Right.
Just a little bit. That's all you need. But, yeah, I think they all did a great job. I thought WrestleMania looked spectacular. I'm curious about what it'll be at Saudi Arabia.
When's that happening? Cool.
That's next year. 2027 is the first Saudi Arabia WrestleMania.
The first WrestleMania not in North America.
Wow.
I still feel like that they have to capitalize in the United States with a big event. So there was 1 year they had Backlash, and they called it WrestleMania Backlash. So they've got to do... I feel like it's huge. It's got to be something. I mean, you've got, you know, 80 or 100,000 people in the United States that want to buy tickets to something. You got to have something to sell them. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we will. I'm going to take a baby time out, Dustin, because we've been talking a lot about, you know, the...
When you do, John, Google Cody Rhodes, and you got to look at his eye from WrestleMania during the break. Look at his eye. Yeah.
Which one is Cody Rhodes? It's not the one that I really like that was on ESPN.
That's Dusty's kid, yeah.
That's, by the way, that he wore the best suit I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, he's always styling the profile.
He had that old school watch piece that was coming through.
Oh, yeah.
He got that
dude,
from,
his,
he got that from Uncle Rick.
Man, I ain't going to lie to you. I was like, bro, I know because, you know, Stephen A. Smith always talks about his, like, I like your suit or something. Or put on a suit. Like, always about how people look good. Man, Stephen, you need to call up that homie and ask him to get his tailor because that dude had him going.
Cody was influenced by his uncle, Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
They're related?
No, not related. You know, it's the wrestling community, Dusty. Cody grew up with Charlotte Flair. They're the same age, around the same, and they grew up pretty much in Charlotte. And
dude,
you know,
I bet he knows Charlotte better than I do.
Of course. But all of those second-generation wrestler kids, especially those that worked, you know, with Flair and Dusty back in the day, now you're starting to see them appear on WWE. It's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool, man. But Dustin Starr, super cool. He helped out Madonna for their fashion show, and he's going to talk about what's going on in Memphis wrestling. I know some handsome dude's coming in town on May 2nd. You know what I'm saying? Handsome Jimmy? Is that what we calling him?
Absolutely.
That's right. I'll tell you about that and so much more on the other side, so don't touch that dial. We're back in two shakes with Dustin Starr on Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, hanging out with my friend Dustin Starr, Memphis Wrestling's very own Dustin Starr. And I know you got a huge event on May 2nd going down.
Yes, we've got two. So May 2nd is in Tupelo. It's TupeloCon, where Handsome Jimmy Valiant, he's advertising this as his final appearance in Mississippi. So if you're in the Mississippi area or have friends there, go see Handsome Jimmy. And then on the very next day, May the 3rd, he's right here in Memphis, Tennessee. I hope it's not the last time that he'll be in Memphis, but Handsome Jimbo from Mempo, WWE Hall of Famer, rolling into Mempo. TWA, tell all the ladies, Handsome Jimmy's on the way.
I like it. And that's going down in Tupelo, so you know what, man? I just realized. Looks like
Tupelo on Saturday.
I need tickets, Dustin, because my grandkids live in Tupelo, and you can meet now my oldest daughter and her four children and her husband.
And I will be there.
I'm definitely sending them to see you because that's going to be a lot of fun. I know my little homie Corbin will be all up in that business. What else you got going on?
Well, so May the 3rd will be our next television taping. You know, we just had a taping on
Sunday. So you're going back to back?
Yeah, well, so TupeloCon is actually VIP Championship Wrestling, not to confuse things, but a lot of the Memphis Wrestling stars will go there. Memphis Wrestling helps promote that show. Jimmy Valiant will be there, so we're doing a back-to-back. So we're just making a boogie-woogie weekend, baby.
I dig it. And also,
back-to-back, baby, back-to-back.
I mean, that's you putting in the work, always out there putting in the work, making many opportunities for other people. So you got Handsome Jimmy on the 2nd down in Tupelo. Then y'all are going to do the boogie-woogie man, and that's the same dude, Jimmy Valiant. And he'll be here on the 3rd?
Yes.
And that's the Wrestle Center one.
That is not the Wrestle Center. Yes, and tickets are going super duper fast, especially after our event on Sunday. So Sunday was cool. People said, "Well, what did you have wrestling for on WrestleMania weekend?" Man, there are so many wrestling shows at WrestleMania weekend. That's what it's all about. We had another packed house. So after the May 3rd, we're looking at May 31st, and that's going to be Big Vito. And what's really cool about Big Vito coming is he has a long history in Memphis wrestling back in the day, and he recently just beat up somebody at WrestleCon at a VIP experience over the weekend in Las Vegas. So if you are going to come to his meet and greet in Memphis, you might have to sign a waiver.
I like it. But or you could you know how everybody right now is like, because of the weather, it's like spring cleaning, everybody's going back to the gym trying to get their like summer bods on. Like, I stopped drinking today, by the way. I finally got there. Not forever.
Okay.
You know, I'm just going to go on 120 days of alcohol free and get my health back on. You know,
man, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I have to do it every year to make sure I don't have to go see Bill W. And Dr. Bob in the 12 steps at AA. I won't run up and down. But also wanted to ask you, because, you know, like I'm brought up to spring cleaning and everybody's out working out trying to get their summer bod on, because don't you have like an opportunity? Like, aren't y'all doing a whole class this year? And like, if you can learn wrestling, you can learn announcing, you can do everything over at the Wrestle Center.
Well, there's actually two. So one's for adults, of course, if you want to train to wrestle. We do that on Mondays and Wednesdays. Marco Stunt has been out leading class. So check it out, WrestleCenter901.com. And then coming up in July, we have Kids Camp. So two-day Kids Camp, July 23rd and 24th. So you can get all that at MemphisWrestling.tv.
MemphisWrestling.tv. And then if you just want to be a part of the Wrestle Center, go to WrestleCenter901.com and
yes, sir.
Get in there and start training with the champs.
Oh, yeah. We got class tonight, actually.
Oh, do you? Man, are you going to be there?
Yes, of course.
Bro, you ever go home?
I'm home right now. I was cooking bacon while you were talking.
I dig on some bacon, bro.
I'm about to deliver the TV show. Today's deadline on the TV show, so I'm about to deliver that to the station and start working on some YouTube until it's time to pick my son up. Then I'm headed to the Wrestle Center to train the stars of tomorrow.
Man, you are the man. Dustin, be blessed. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Johnny. Love you, Memphis.
That is my homie. He does love Memphis. That's what I love about Dustin Starr. Like, does everything for Memphis.
Everything.
But I also do a little for Memphis.
You do a little bit. That's true.
A little bit. But I'm going to do a lot for you right now, because I'm going to help you out, because everybody right now, nobody can breathe. My nose is so stopped up. My allergies are terrible. But I know that, because every single time this year, I get all that pollen up in my business, man, cutting grass and all that stuff, and I just can't breathe. But the air inside your house could be even worse. It could be hazardous to your health. Go to MemphisMoldInspector.com to see the only licensed mold assessor in the Mid-South. That's my homie, Stan Mosier. And give him a call at 901-292-7788. Oh, my goodness, boys and girls. Make sure the air you breathe is good for you. And if you buy a new home from Chas, you know, at ChastityHarden.com,